We're joined by a guest here, Andre Frazier, linebacker with the Pittsburgh Steelers and a former University of Cincinnati Bearcat. Andre, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's going pretty good, Andre. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling excellent.
Now, you're listed as doubtful this weekend with a hamstring injury. How's that treating you this week? Are you looking at getting some playing time or still very much doubtful?
I'm just taking it day-to-day. It could vary. As of right now, it's still doubtful because hamstrings are, funny. You know, you start feeling good, and then as soon as you open it up, then that's when you pull it back again when you open it up too much.
We're just hoping you get back onto the field, and we're just happy that you're on the field. As you came out of UC when you were first team All Conference USA down lineman defensive end, but went undrafted through the draft and. But hooked on with the Steelers. How big of a day was that for you when the Steelers called you?
It was a big day. Truthfully, I was a little disappointed. It was right after the draft. I was a little disappointed because I thought I was going to get drafted. But, I still got a chance. I still had some other offers, some other places I could go. And I just went and chose the Steelers because I thought it would be the best place for me to make the team.
Was any of that your choice to go to the Steelers because Dick LeBeau was there, a man who happened to actually coach your dad when he was with the Bengals back in 81 through 84?
No, I really didn't even know Coach LeBeau was there until after I, went ahead and picked the Steelers. And it really took no precedence, him coaching my dad at all.
Now, we're here in Cincinnati, obviously you're from Cincinnati. And, people here, Bengals fans, are fired up because it's Steelers week. I mean, we're hearing Steelers week all over the place. People walk around screaming hooday. They're fired up.
Yeah.
What's it like in Pittsburgh? Is it Bengals week or is it just, what are the fans are there? Is it Bengals week for Pittsburgh Steelers fans or is it just kind of the next game?
It's kind of the next game. Not so much, just because we're playing the Bengals or whatever. It's just, we have to win. We lost two in a row. It's the next game we need to win. And it's whoever it was, whoever we're playing, it's a big game because we need this game to win. We need it.
Is there any extra spice on this? I mean, people want to talk about the fact that you guys didn't look so good against the Colts and all that. I mean, is there going to be a little extra anger when you guys step out, on Heinz Field on Sunday?
Yes, it's going to be some extra anger. It's going to be some extra things we need to show because we didn't have a good performance against the Colts, and we want to come out and show everyone, show the nation, the real Pittsburgh Steelers team, and show everyone how we play football.
Now you talk about Pittsburgh Steelers football. That's that smash mouth, grind it out on the ground, and just suffocating defense. Is that more of what we're going to expect again from this week? Pretty much what we've seen for the past Lord knows how many years out of Pittsburgh. Are you guys going to be more aggressive on defense against the Bengals? Because that Bengals offensive attack has just been phenomenal. They're up to number two in total yards in offense now in the NFL. What are you guys looking to do this week? Are you guys looking to stay the same or get more aggressive, a little less aggressive, and sit back a little bit? Or
we're looking to get better every week. We're looking to get more aggressive every week. And, the Bengals offense is very powerful. A whole lot of weapons. Hush Mazzada, everyone knows Chad Johnson. What we're going to do is we're just going to go out there with our same game plan, but we just have to execute it. Week by week we have the same game plan. It's just whenever we don't execute, that's when we lose.
How do you feel about the Bengals making a move towards the no huddle? It's something that's been very effective for them. They did pretty well with it against Indianapolis. Is that anything that you have to try to adjust to, during the week, midweek? I mean, you say you're not going to get out of your game plan, but clearly you're going to have to adjust for the possibility of a lot of no huddle coming at you.
Yeah, you definitely have to adjust for no huddle. We had to adjust for Indianapolis no huddle. And, with the Bengals right behind them, we're a little bit more experienced at the no huddle now. Last week, it was our first really no huddle team. And, we were kind of caught off guard a little bit. I mean, we knew that we were no huddle, but we still had to make the adjustments. Now we have 2 weeks under our belts working on no huddle. And I feel we're definitely going to be better this week.
One of the things that's interesting is, having gone to UC and playing for Pittsburgh now was you will have played against Ben and now with him, Roethlisberger, that is. you know, being from this area, he's got a lot of fans. A lot of Cincy fans are kind of torn because they might have been fans of him at Miami, so on and so forth. I mean, what's that like, seeing the whole thing that's been what is, you know, Roethlisberger and, you know, the whole situation?
Everything's been kosher. it was a huge rival. It was our huge rival at Cincinnati, you know, Miami, Ohio. We really hate those guys. But once you get on the team, once you move on and get to another team, you have to bond. You have to throw away any rivalries you have and come together and try to be the best football team you can right now.
When you played against him in college, would you have ever thought that this guy was going to come out and go to the pros and do as well as he did?
I knew he was good, but I didn't know he was that good, truthfully. he really surprised me. He probably didn't surprise other people, you know, that were really following his career. But you know, being out there on the field, you know, playing with the guy, you know, I knew he was good, but I didn't know how good he was.
Now, we mentioned that your dad was an NFL player, and did he have any advice for you when you joined the NFL? Did he give you any words of wisdom or anything along those lines? Or what did you glean from, you know, having a father who played in the NFL?
Basically, what he told me is just work hard. You know, don't ever get complacent. Don't ever start feeling you've made it or anything like that, because that's when you get cut, or that's when you get injured or hurt, because you start slacking off. You start feeling you made it. You start, you know, not watching as much film and stuff like that. He said just work hard and work every day like you want to be there.
One last thing we're going to ask you before we get out of here is, you guys played the Colts last week. Yeah. Do you honestly think that they're going to go undefeated in the regular season?
You know, I honestly can't say. If they play like the way they played against us, they're going undefeated. If they play like that consistently for the last five games, they'll go undefeated. But, you know, anything can happen in five games. There's injuries. There's, you know, substitutions. If they go undefeated to the last game, are they going to play the starters in the last game? So I really can't say. All I can say is if they play the way they played against us, they will go undefeated.
Well, Andre, we thank you for your time, and we always appreciate getting that other side of the ball. We're all talking Bengals. We'd like to hear about a little bit of the Steelers talk so people in the city can get an idea of what you guys are talking about over there in the Steel City. And we wish you the best of luck this weekend, although I don't know how many fans out there listening are really wishing you luck. I'll wish you luck, and hopefully you can get yourself back on the field, get healed from that hamstring, and get back into playing.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Thanks, Andre.
That was Andre Frazier, a linebacker with the Pittsburgh Steelers.